We are on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Before we go further, I'd just like to try to explain a chelik of Rashi that we had skipped over last week. We had heard a Baraisa. The Baraisa says, "Ein mechabin es habikas kedei loches alero." One is not permitted to, if you have a log that's burning, and he wants to extinguish it because he wants to use it, so he's not permitted. V'im b'shvil shlo yis'ashin habayis oy hakdeira muta. If the purpose of extinguishing this log is that the house should not get full of smoke, or the tafshel and the kdeira shouldn't get full of smoke, then this is permissible. And the Gemara says, "Amalei hi Rabbi Yehuda hi." But that's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, "Machshirei nefesh sheyefsher, machshirei yechol nefesh sheyefsher lasoysam me'erev yontev is mutter lasoysam beyontev." Now Rashi and the Rashi diber masel kedei loches aleho. So even though Rabbi Yehuda was mater kibui. But he held in mechaben as a bikas kdei lochei salel. Now, what is the difference of kdei lochei salel and shlo yisashin habayis? So Rashi says here two pshatim. The first pshat Rashi says she'en kibui zet tzeirich yontif, that the only heter is, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mata lechol tzolcheichem, that's dafka atzeirich yontif. But this is not atzeirich yontif. He wants that the log should not get burnt. He wants to save the log, so this is not atzeirich yontif. So lechere, it would come out, according to this pshat, what would be if he has intentions later to cook on, the log is burning now. Now he has no food to put on over the log, to cook on it. And later he's going to prepare the food, and he needs this log as fuel for what he intends to cook later. So then l'chayre, it should be permissible according to the first pshat in Rashi. V'ani shamati, Narashi says a second pshat. V'havalei seiser almenas livnais bimkaymai. What Rashi is saying is a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, that the Gemara says Pshat in Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi over there says as follows, that Emerson Rabbi Yosi holds that Amaloche Shein Tzricha Legufo is Chayiv. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Afal Pikein, he holds that Meleches Seiser or Meleches Kibui, which is in Yesod Akilkul, so the Torah was only Mechayev if the Kilkul is a Hechsher for a Tikkun Bim Kaimai. That means the Torah was Mechayev Soyser, because Amanas Livnes Bim Kaimai, I'm Soyser this binyan here, because I want to rebuild on this place. So even though Be'etzem Stira is a Kilkul, but since he says L'Tzoyrech, that in the Mokim HaStira there'll be a Binyan, so then that Stira is Chayiv. Or the same thing by Kerei Almanas Litvair. Sarashi says Kibui is also Be'etzem HaKilkul. So if he's being, so therefore Rashi explains as follows. Amachaber HaSaner, the person, there is a ner that is burning, and he extinguishes the flame for one of three reasons. He's chos al haner, that the ner, the receptacle, is going to burn or become niskalkul. So therefore, he's extinguishing the ner, the shalheves, because he wants that the receptacle should not become the skalkul. Or it's chos al shemen. Or he doesn't want the shemen to be used up. So memele, So even though Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a melacha shein tzricha legufa is chayiv, but here there's a new problem, because melechas kibui is pe'etzim is a melacha hamekalko, and you only chayiv on this melacha if in the makim akilkel there will be the ticket. So if a person is mechabe a shalheves, because he wants to save the shemen, chos ala shemen, so the kilkul is in the shalheves that's burning, the psila is burning, and the tikkun is in the shemen. So there you're not chayiv. It's seiser amanas livnais shaloibim kaimer. The tikkun is someplace else. The kilkul is in the psila, in the wick, and the tikkun is in the shemen or in the nair. So there, Rabbi Yossi holds that your potter. Masha'enkein chos ala psila, if a person extinguishes a shalheves, which is burning, because he wants to use the psila later, he wants to use this psila when it'll get dark, now it's light already, he doesn't need the psila to burn. So that's a seiser amanas livnais bimkoimoi. So then the loch is then he's chayiv. So Rashi seems to be saying in the second loshim, v'anisha mati, that Rabbi Yehuda was mater, this paraisa that says, ein mechaben es habikes kedei lochei soler, v'im bishvil shal yis'ashen habayis erekdei remuter. So the second Lashon seems to say that it was only matter by a kibui de Rabbonon. Is this by a kibui de Rabbonon that kedei shelo yis'ashen habayis? So the kibui is in the bikas, and the tikkun is in the bayis. So there is a kibui de Rabbonon, it's a seiso amanas livnei sheloi bimkoimai. But but if he's being mechaber the bekas, because he wants that he should be able to use the bekas, so this is a kibui di eraisim. So it seems they held, they were not so. Even the second lashon of Rashi, it would seem that if it is a tzeirich yontif, but they were not matir epsa kibui de eraisa afilu le tzeirich yontif, only a kibui de rabbonon they were matir. That's how it would seem from this Rashi. Let us go further in the Gemara. Boi minei abaye mirabe, mau lechabois es adleike biyontif, is a person permitted to extinguish adleike biyontif. So the Gemara says, "Eichadike sakonis nefoshes loy kami boili." That's a little bishabishori. That's no shaila. Ki kami boili mishum ibud momen. When there'll be an ibud momen, l'tzeirich ibud momen, will this be permissible? Omalei osa. So he told them that it's osa. Eisvei ein mechabin es habikas kdei lochis oleho bim bishvil shelo yis'ashin abayis oi hakdei remuto. So Rashi, what is the dimyon? So Rashi says pshat eisvei ve'ein lecho ishun bayis godol min hadleiket. Rashi has going according to the first lashon, that if there's a tzeirich yontav, it's permissible. So if his house is going to burn down, ein locha ishan bayis godlo min adleikav, it's going to burn down completely, but tzeirich yontav hu lecha boiso. So this is a tzeirich yontav, shlo yitztarech leishev b'shorov u'b'kshomim. So memele, so what is this also, so nor does she have a place where to be in yontav, this is not worse then shloyis ashen abayis. So why did he paskin that this is osa? So he told them, ahi Rabbi Yehuda ki kamina ano l'rabo. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we're saying according to Rabbonin, and Taisu says, we're machma napa, even though Mika didn't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, it's tafka lochem, and Meirim came, or they were all, we only pass on the Yehuda Dvorim, which have a more direct shaychus to Eichel Nefesh, and not to things which do not have such a direct shaychus to Eichel Nefesh, so that's why they ask for this. Boy minei Rav Ashi me'ameima, mal likhoil es ha'ayim b'yontif. Is one permitted to put a type of a medication in the eye? Refue in Shabbos is also gzeira mishum shchika samamonim. So the shaila is in yontif, is it permissible? So the Gemara says heicha deike sakonim. If there is a sakone, and now the Gemara says the symptoms of sakone by a eye, kegain musin rashi rira ditzo doma dimaso vekadachto vetchilas uchlom. That means if we have these symptoms, and it's the beginning of the choli, so these are simonim that it is a machlo sheyesh by sakone. Solaimi boili, afilu b'Shabbos shori. So this is permissible afilu in Shabbos. But sakonis nefoshes. Ki kami boili, soif oichlom. If this is the end of the machla already, that means that there's no sakone involved. Uptsuche eino mai, and he wants to enhance his vision. But this is not a chaylu sheyesh by sakon anymore. Is this permissible or not? Oh, malay also. So he told them it's also. Eisvei ein mechabin es habikas. So the Gemara was medame that as long as there's a tzeirich yontif, even though, I mean, the gather of machshirim that Rabbi Yehuda was matter. Let us see the case lo yisashin habayis. So pshat is he's not deriving direct hanor from the kibui, but the kibui is misalik. That means the ocean is meineya him from having einig yontif. And the kibui is being misalik the meineya, and this falls into the category of machshirei oichel nefesh. So here is also the same thing. It seems the refuah is there's something that wants to be meineya his srochim. That means the machle, the seif machle, is bothering him, and he's taking away the meineya. It's not he is tanor from this. It's a silik of a meineya. The machle is taking away his tzolche aguf, and this is misalik the machle. So this the Gemara is medame to kibui shelo yisashin abayis. Vishoni lei kidishonim. So he answered him, that's Tavka according to Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Lemaise. Lemikhel, rira, sha'oise, rir, biva, that means something is dribbling from the eye, for who, shekoirin, kitsida balaz, that this liquid that is dribbling from the eye gets gummy, it gets hard. Shu'aisa rir shemaglid tomid. That it's a keseda dripping from the eye and it gets hard, it becomes a gummy substance. Or ditzo perish shenoikev, that it's shteching him. K'may machat, k'may dots bay midi. So he has painful, sticking pains. Dama shekna blas, or it became bloody. Or the dimosa midamas tomit. Kadachto, or he has fever, loshin kotcha biapi. Se refes ushekoiren is kalafaishim. So tichilas uchla tchilas achayli shal kolaylo. Afilo b'shabishori. That there's a connection between the eye and the heart. So therefore it is mesukin. If one will not take care of it. Saif uchlo ptsuche eino shekorev leisrapisu veine koichel elo lahagia ma'oiroi. The only purpose he's doing it is to enhance his vision, so that was the shayla. Eisvei bekas shemuto lahanos aguf shelo yis'ashen. That's called anos aguf. So he says, that's Rabbi Yehuda kideshonin. Rabbi Yehuda da oma lechol tzolcheichem, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. I saw the Birchas Avrom is ma'ira. The Gemara says on Amid Beis, Lachav Beis Amid Beis, that one is not permitted to make a mugmer on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Now, mugmer was they went and put psalmim al gabi gecheles, and the reason this is also because it's not a dover hashover lachol nefesh. It's not something which the mefonokim needed, but like this, it is not something that most people need. So memele, so therefore it is also. So he's ma'ira. He clears the shayla. The Rabbi Yehuda that was matter hanoas haguf. I mean, he was matter esu shemuta lahanoas haguf sheloyis ashen. That means that he. The person is finds it difficult to be in a smoky house. So memele, so letzayrich hanos aguf, it is permissible to do a maloch, even though it's begeder machshirim. But al koponim, you need hadava hashava lechol nefesh. Now, shaloyis ashin habayis, that is hadava hashava lechol nefesh. Everyone could not be soivel a smoky house. So memele, so you're allowed to do a malochel. That's a dova ashova lechol nefesh. Now he clears, but lechol you have to know a chayle she'ein by sakone, is that considered a dova ashova lechol nefesh? I mean, this is only for chaylem. There's a leider, there's a shevet in klal you saw that fall into the category of chaylem. But the chaylem need these. Let's say we'll talk about this. The refu is also gzeirem mishum shchika samemonim. So these are malachis, which only a certain segment of Klal Yisrael needs these malachis. In the Gemara, so Mamela said, what's for Klal the Gemara's kasha? Here there's a new problem over here. So he says, so we see from this Gemara that's called Adav HaShava L'chol Nefesh, and it could be because everyone more or less is susceptible to Chayli, one time or the other. So memele, so that's considered adova hashava lechol nefesh. That's he brings a raya from this gemara. So later we'll come to chav beis amid beis. He has a ha'ora on this, but he says that from the gemara's kasha, we could derive this yesod that a chayle she'im beis hakonis falls into the category of adova hashava lechol nefesh. A meimer shori lemikchel einay minochi b'shabbat. A meimer was matter that a goy should do this refuah in Shabbos. Ikeda amri, not only he was matter, a meimer gufe kochel einay minochi b'shabbat. Omale ravashi la meimer mai daitoch. Why were you matter? Let's try and figure out what's the heter. The Omar Ule Berei de Rabbi Loi called Tzolche Choyle Oisnei de Nochi B'Shabbos. That the Ule said that the Tzolche Choyle can be done through a Nochi B'Shabbos. The Omar Rav Hamnune called Dover She'in Bo Yisakone Oimer Le Nochi V'Oise Choyle She'in Bo Yisakone Oimer Le Nochi V'Oise. It's a very interesting vote in the Bichas Avrom. The Gemara brings down, we're talking about, it's Mutarai de Akum. So we bring down two Mara Mekaymis. One, Ule said, Kol Tzolche Choyle Oisina Yidei Nochi B'Shabbat. That's one Mara Mokim. Rav Amnuna said, Kol Dova Shein B'Yisakone. It seems, Raimul Anochi Voices, Lachere, it's, these two are the same memories. So why do we have to repeat? Ule said this, Rav Amnuna said this. So he says a very nice vote. He wants to say that the emerson in the Isser of Amira la'akum, there are two cheshbonos why it should be also. Zarashi mesechta Shabbos, Rashi says, because we say, lechumre yesh shlichus la'akum. Yesh shlichus l'dvar aveira, we say this lechumre. So memele, if I tell a goy to do something, so it's kilu, I'm doing it. That's one reason. Then there's another reason why it's also, there's a din or daba dovo. So one is not supposed to tell someone to tell a guy to do a malach, shlei dibucha shal Shabbos ke dibucha shal chel. So there's an isar amira also. Agavucha, this amir di kenaf kemine, between the two isurim. Lamoshel, if I go over to a guy erev Shabbos and tell him to do something for me on Shabbos, so there was no amire in Shabbos. Shabbos takanit in Shabbos kere. They told him erev Shabbos, but al kaponim the guy will do it in Shabbos. So it's also because since he's doing it for me, so he say lechumre yeshlichus laakum. So kilo I did it. If I'll tell him in Shabbos to do something meitzoi Shabbos to do something Sunday. So it's the parsha of shlichus escape meron. He's doing it on Sunday. So what's wrong? But there's an isser amire. So there's two inyonim. So he wants to say that's why when he told a guy to do a ma'aser refu in Shabbos, so you need to attain him. First of all, the asiyah is mutter, and second of all, the amire is mutter. So that's like these two memories. Ula said, "Kol tzolche chayla oisin al yedei nachi." That means the asi is permissible because they were matter for the tzolche chayla. And v'amar aronuna kol davar shem beisakana oimel nachi vois. And there's no isar amira also. So that's why the Gemara bring two memories, because there are two obstacles we have to overcome before we matter the Amir al-Akum. So the Gemara, but it's fine. He says, Hani mili heiche deloi mesaye ba'adei. That's tafke if they're doing it. Avol malko mesaye ba'adei, but you're helping them. The ka'omitz uposach, he shut his eyes and he opened his eyes, and that mistome enabled the refuah to become mispashit in the eye. So you're also being messiah in the refuah. So you're doing a chelik of the refuah. This already is problematic. A yid is also to do refuahs on Shabbats. Omalei, so he told them, Ike Rav Zvid dekoi kevosach. You know, Rav Zvid also asked this kasha. Yes, we the same kasha. Bishon Yilei, and I answered him, Messiah ain't by mamish. I told him that this is a Messiah ain't by mamish, and therefore it is permissible. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Eisvei Bikashm, yeah. Omitz Posach, Soiger Upeiseach, Risei Einov, Lahachnis akhil, that it should get into the eye. Ike Rav Zvid shahoyo makshali kamo yisro, vishon yilei, ufarakti loy, misaya ein bay mamish, mi shayne oise meloche mamish, elo misayeya ma'at ki hai, he's not doing a meloche, he's just being misayeya, ubelav hu misavdo, Ein bei mamish, vorhi oma ab mesach shabbes ba matznie, ka bi ze yochel, bi ze eine yochel, yochel chai ve shene yochel poter, va vorgam de kamasaye ba de, mesaye ein bei mamish. I had a stick a lot of then I found the shor mitzion and baloche, is ma'ire, mirashi brings a makoyer, that a mesaye she'ein boi mamish, is potter. So, like this, we know that the is potter, but also here it seems it's mutter. He lemaise, he did it. So it's unclear what Rashi means to say. If Rashi means to say that by a meloche it's potter abolosa, but refu is not a malocha, refu is only a darabonon. So by a darabonon, it's in ganze mutter. A meima shori le mikhal eina biyantav sheni shorei sheshona. A meima was mata le mikhal eina biyantav sheni shorei sheshona. Omal, and then here he was mata afilu al yidei Yisrael, but here was mata refur biyantav sheni. Omal le rav ashi la meima. We find Pulis in Yom Tov Sheini, Afilu B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, which even though we know Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, there's a svore that it's a Kedusha Achas. And if it's a Kedusha Achas, the Bichas of Rome explains, so then you cannot be Mekel Yom Tov Sheini, because if we consider that the Yom Sheini is a continuation of the Yom Rishon, and the Yom Rishon is a Deraise, so you can't say it's a Kedusha Achas and have Kulis on Yom Tov Sheini. So therefore, the din of Kedusha Achas makes chumris that which any other Yom Tov Sheini would not have, because since this is a Yom Tov Sheini, it's a darabonah mishum sveikah diemid that made kulis. But the Yom Tov Sheini of Rosh Hashanah, since it is a chayim of kedusha achas, so it has the chumris of Yom Tov Rishon. Afal pi kein, by a mace they were makel. Yom Tov Sheini is asked by Yisrael. Masha Enkein Bebeye, by Beye, that means, so there they were Machmerises, so the halacha of Kedusha Achas, they said, Gabi Meis does not apply, but by all other halachas applied. So Memele, how could you be matir to make a refue and Yom Tov Sheini Shel Rosh Hashanah, this already the Din Kedusha Achas makes that the Yom Tov Sheini should have the halachas of Yom Tov Rishon. Amalei anokin adoi svirelei da omri af bebeye, that they hold that a beye is also mutter by Yom Tov Sheini. The mai daitach dume ma'abri leile elu ha'omor rabchinen bar kahane mimeis ezra ve'ilach lemetzino elu ma'uber. We had heard this gemara before that the Nadoya held that lemaise, the whole din of Kedusha Achas, never came out bepoil. The whole din of Kedusha Achas was that if Edom will come min a mincha l'mayla noigim oisa yom kodesh l'mocha kodesh. So memela, so then they had a din of Kedusha Achas. But it never happened that the Edom came in a mincha l'mayla. There never was such a metzias that they came in a mincha l'mayla that there should be noig oisa yom kodesh l'mocha kodesh. They always came the first day after, so the takana never came into practice. So memela, there is no din of kedusha achas. Zokt Rashi, mashen ken bebeye the kedusha achas ain bleikilu biyom tov sheini shel rosh hashanah ela leinyan meis bilvad. We had in the Mishnah vein oifin pitin gritzin ela rikikin. One is not permitted to bake pitin gritzin ela rikike. So Rashi said in the Mishnah, pitin gritzin kikreis ovim mishum tirche. Because of a tirche, charorim, sha'ifin ala gecholim, and here the reason is because one needs a large, is also a reason out tirche, Sha'if and ala gecholim, So you need a very big hesek in order to enable, that he should be able to bake something, not in a tana, ala gecholim. But the Rashi in the Mishnah says, the reason is, mishum tirche, kikreis ovim, it's a tirche, Rashi says. Zog the Gemara, tana rabonon, beishamai oimrim in oifin pas ovo bepesach, ubeis hilul matirim. The kamo, one is not permitted to bake in Pesach a thick matzah. The kamo pass over, omar avune tefach. That means that Pesilu was matter till a tefach. She came at sinu b'lechem aponim tefach. We find in the lechem aponim that the oivy of the lechem aponim was a tefach. The lechem aponim had to be matzah. The afal pikein, They baked a tefach in the Beis HaMikdash. So we see that one is able to have a Issa Ovo, which is Olu Lahachmitz Al Kaponim Tila Tefach. One is able to make a shmir on it and that it shouldn't become this chametz. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, how could Beis Hillel be matter a pass over tefach, because you're being arrived from the lechem upon him, im omru bezrizim, yoimru b'sheinim zrizim, those who baked the lechem upon him, they were umdim, they were zrizim, so how could you be matter this for the amoina? Im omru bepas amelo, if they were matter by a pass, they used to pound on it. There was a whole seder, how much they used to be'arbet the ise, which ensured that it should not become nischametz. The pu'ula is meineyachimetz. Yoimru bepasha eino amelo. Im omru be'etzim yiveshim, if they were matan the Beis HaMikdosh, where there the etzim were yiveshim, so there was a much more efficient fuel. Yoimru be'etzim lachim, so but again the hamoin am does not have access only to etzim yevashim, they have etzim lachim also. So memele, so the afiyah will not be as efficient. Im omru betanu cham, yoimru betanu tzoinon. The Beis HaMikdash, the tanu was always in use, so it was always very hot. Masha einkein by the hamoin am, you could have Tano Tzoynam. These are all factors which are olo to bring to chimus. Im omru betano shal matres, yoima betano shal cheres. So, what is pshat in Beis Hillel? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, bepesach kosal kedaitok sheni yochil lishomro mehachmitz. Vekamo pas ovo shehitiru Beis Hillel. So shekeim batzino belechem aponim shehu matze, kidemrinim b'chol amanoch nochis bois matze, v'ovyoi tefach, kishmoi, and the shir of the ovyoi is a tefach, because that's the shem of this mincha, lechem aponim, yesh loiponim, so the posik says that this lechem is aponim, v'in ponim chusim mitefach. So memela, so it has a oivy of a ponim, which is the minimum of tefach. Bizrizim shall beis gam ushal yeumnim uzrizim bedova. Pas amela brai belas, pas that was pounded, shall yeton gibu meyesh shifa shifshuch biyadoi vechamesh meyes beita beegroi. Shof achas boyitshtayim boyitsholish bevenoches. So Mamela, so since it was the Pas Amela, so it wasn't allowed to become the Schametz. Eitzim Yeveshim, mitesvav ba'ov ha'yepoiski melichos eitzim lamarocha v'mesaches tainis. So because then the eitzim started getting wet already, they weren't dry. Matze lishkes eitzim ha'yoifim u'mevashlim kol tzolchei mikdosh. So Mamela, they had eitzim Yeveshim. Betano cham, shemasikin oisoi b'chol yoim, hein lenochais, hein letzli, matechas, and they hid also the lechem aponim, there was a tana shal matres, ומסכס ווחם אמרינם תנו של מקדוש של מטחס היה, וואי משום שתי לחם ולחם הפונים שאפיוסום וקדושוסום בתנו, since the fee in the Kedusha was betama, habo lei klishores. But klishores techeres loy avdinim. So memeila al koponim, one can not be medame the circumstances which existed by the lechem aponim to circumstances which exist by the hamoinam. So how could Beisilu be mater in Pesach, a pas ovo tefach, but since this was mutter by the lechem aponim? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yirmiyeh Barabe, She'elis es Rebbe B'Yichl, Rabbi B'Yichl, I asked my Rebbe, Umonoi Rav, that was his Rebbe, Mai Pas Ove, Pas Meruga. She told him Pas Ove does not mean a thick pass, it means a Pas Meruga. We'll see Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Ike da Amri Omar Rav Yirmiyeh bar Abba, Omar Rav, Rav Yirmiyeh said over from Rav, She'elis is Rabbi B'Yichud, Umone Rabbeinu HaKodesh. The Rav is Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Pshat in Beisilu, Mai Pasove, Pas Merube. Mai Korilei Pasove, Mishum de Nefishi Belisha. Inami va'asrei daitane pas merube pas over korelai. So the Gemara says, Michdei mishum de katorach tirche de loitzorichu. So the whole reason this is also, because, according to Beis Shammai, because it's torach tirche de loitzorich, mai irye pesach, afilo bishah yomim toivim nami. So it should be also every yontif, enochanami, betane beyontif the Pesach koi. So memele, that is why he mentioned Pesach. Tanyanami hochi, that it is not a Pesach nikaloch, it's a yontif nikalochim. Beishamai oimrim, ein oifen pas merube beyontif, ubeis illo matirim. Or pas ovo. Let us see Rashi. Zayin v'machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The yichud beinoy lebeinoy, v'kedami rav gufei omar she'ilis es rabbi b'yichud. Umonoy raboy derav, rabbeinu HaKodesh. Loshen acher, b'yichud bebiru, kedesnam b'shkolim, v'yodu b'yichud sheshom avoy nignas. Pas merube, so now Rashi says, so what is the shayla? The lav mishum chimutzu, elo mishum de torach tirche yeseiro lemocho uleyem acha. That means he's making a lot of pitays. He's making a lot of pitays. And he's doing it because elo mishum de torach tirche yeseiro lemocho uleyem acha. And we see in Taisus, according to Rashi, so the heter is al Rav Shimon ben Elozer. That one is, that's a svar of Beisilu, Beisilu matirin, kedem rinen, she'apas nefer yofek she'atano molei, Beisilu holds the svar of Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Tanya nami hochi, t'bishar yontif nami nechleku. So Rashi seems to be saying that he's being matriach himself, he's making extra pas merube, he's making a lot of pitas, he's making. Rashi in the Mishnah that says, Rashi in the Mishnah says, pitin gritzen kikreis ovim mishum tirche. Very unclear, Rashi in the Mishnah. L'chayra, that's... I mean, L'chayra, according to the Maskonis, HaGemor, that's a Nisar Yom Tev. Less. Unclear what Rashi in the Mishnah means. Here we say that he was speaking about Pas Merube. Let us see Taisvis, the Nefisha Belisha, Perish Rashi, Esilu Matirim, Mishum Da Omar, Rav Shimon Ben Elozo, Mamale Isha Tanopas. Loi Nihire, Chodedim, Kain Avala Lasu Yehoda Rav Shimon Ben Elozo, Given the Plukta'i Bahochi, if that's the Yisayda Machloikis, that Igmar should have brought, we had a Machloikis, Rav Shimon Ben Elozo, on the Tanakame, so this should have been brought in our Sugya to explain our Sugya. Oy de lei domi klal le piten gritzen. Es is piten gritzen is so lochere, that's what Tais means. Piten gritzen is a pass over. Here, this is a pass merube. This is mishum de torch tiche yeseir le mochel yimacha. So, I said, so this is no shaykhis at all with the Mishnah. Ulamaya isina hoche. So, I mean, it seems that, so it seems according to Taisus, that Taisus Kasha, how does this come into our sugya? But it would seem, according to Rashi, kikris of him, mishum tirche, that's also, one should not make kikris of him, that's a tirche, that's a mezundere dan. And the Gemara brings over here, Rashi says, he's being matriach, L'tzayrich mocha, that's the tircha. You have to know by Rashi means also, mishum tircha, that means he makes it thick, he's matriach himself, he makes it thicker, in order also to be l'tzayrich mocha. Mishum tircha would not seem like that. Here the Ikebot is, the Gemara says, mishum dekatorach tircha de l'tzayrich. And Rashi learns that it means it's letzayrich mocha. Maybe Rashi learns that the Mishnah also like that. He made a tikkul also letzayrich mocha. There's still a het of Rav Shimon ben Elozo. But Taisvi says, Mokaponim, it's not the same like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah pitam gritzim is takathik pas. And he was speaking about a pas merube that, l'chein nirali, the pas merube, let us see the Marshal's girse, the koma, Lav b'yaisa michtei tzolchei koma. Does not mean he's baking more than he needs. Elo hainu pitim gedoilim b'yaisa. These are very big pitim. V'oise l'tzayra chayl. L'chayl doesn't mean, Taisa just said he's not doing it. The koma lav b'yaisa michtei tzolchei koma. He's not making it more than he needs. No, va'oisa l'tzayrachel means, we'll see the end of places, it's olu to make it l'tzayrachel. If he's making big pitim, he's making it l'tzayrachel. Why? Choyel, why should I think he's making it, he might come to make l'tzayrachel? Choyel ve'ein bay teirach kol kach. Since there's not such a teirach in making these pitim, because the taka, they're big, so memela, so there's no teirech, so then he's olu to make, since he's baking already, by small pitim, so you don't have to be chayish, it's a big job to make l'tzeirech yontif, so you have to be chayish, he'll bake even more yet now. He's exhausted after he finishes baking the tzeirech yontif. But if you permit him to make pitim gedolim, so pitim gedolim are very easy to make. It takes away the difficulty from the afiyah. So here it's he's olu to start. So he has time on his hands, and it's easy. So he might already bake letzayrach mocha. Hachi mash mebir shalmi. The shalmi says mitoich sha'ato meyagoy. Since you forced him to make small pitim, and therefore he's your geya, mimna ve'noisel kedei tzolchoi. There's some emele, so he'll only make what he needs. It's hard enough to make what he needs. The paskotn yesh bei tereyach yoiser, barises kolachet ve'echot. Some emele, so if there's a bigger tircha, so he'll only make what he needs. Ubein gritzen, ubein rikikim, heine kedei tzolchei bulvat. Now, here we're speaking about that he's only making kedei tzolchei, v'gam hein shovin ba'ovya. Elot de gritzen, heine gdoilois, Rekikim ktanes, that's the difference. Baha de koma besamach mishum de katorach tilcha de leitzorich. It seems that he's taka making a tilcha de leitzorich. According to Tosis, he's not doing anything. He's making kadei tzolchai. Ochi koma, mitoich she oise kikris gdoilis, osi lemevad yoisa mitzorich yonte. He might come to make more than he needs Lutzerich Yontov. So that's why they answered it. They answered it als Gzeire, because he's allo to be nishal in this, since it's not difficult to make more than the Tzerich Yontov. And the Maram Shiv says, and he had said that the Gzeire was, he might make it in a different Tano. If he makes it in the same Tano, so we hear Vibaita the Heta of Shimon ben Aloza. But they were afraid that he might come and make it in a different Tano. So we then, the second afiyah is mamish shalei letzarech yontov. Zog the Mishnah weiter, af hu omar shloisha dvorim lahokol. Gamliel also said three kulas. Mechabdim beis hamitois. This was the dining room where they used to eat there, derech haseibe. So one is permitted to sweep out over there. Umeinichen es ha-mugmar, the kula number two, one is permitted to be meinich the mugmar, this was a sreifa le-tzeirech tainug, le-tzeirech mefunokim, beyontif, va-oisig di mekulis b'leile psochim, he was matter to roast a gdi leil pesach chutz l'Yerushalayim, after the Zman HaMikdash, that it should be the same way it was done with Zman HaBayit. V'chachomim Yisrael. Zogt Rashi, mechabdin beis hamitoy, beis ha-mesibe sh'oichlim sham, sh'oyim mesubim bo'oichlim al-gabi hamitoy. So that mokim, you permitted to sweep, mugma levoina al-gabi gechol. Mikulas krov ubnei meyav tluyim chutzoloi, betzidei shek tzeleyu, that poyoisen zeichel amigdush shekosu boy al krov al kilboy. O mikulas loshen giber mezuyen, shekli zayn, poyoisen zeichel amigdush shekosu boy al krov al kilboy, o mikulas loshen giber mezuyen, shekli zaynay tluyim loy betzidei, This is only Lutzer Mefunokim, it's not a Dova Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Inami Shereichai Ra. This person has a bad Reach, so therefore he wants that the room should not smell, so therefore he makes Mugma. So we had mentioned at the beginning of the Shir that the Bichas Avrom had tainted that it would seem from the Sugya before that Tzolchei Chayle is falls into the category of Dvorim Ashavim L'chol Nefesh. So L'chayri says, L'chayri L'mi Shereichai Ra, this is also a P'sachoy L'yaza. So he needs it. So why is this not considered a Dvor Ashavim L'chol Nefesh? He wants to say, could be Reichai Ra is not a choyli, this is a mum. What an exubis one can further get if it's Reichai Ra. So al kaponim, this is not a choyli, this is a mum, and a mum taka could be, it's not called a dova hashava l'chol nefesh. So al kaponim, that's why they were choylik on mugma. Ubigdim mekulis neisha doyme lekotshim, v'yoymru muta lahadish v'lechol kotshim b'chutz, so that is why they asked it. Zogt the Gemara, Omar Rav Asi machloikis legame. Avasi comes with a whole new mahalach, that the whole Issa is legamer, that he's, the mugma means that he wants to, he brings kalim, and he wants that the kalim should absorb a reyach tay. There is a machlokes. Aber lahoriach divrei hakol muta. That's the way we learned in the Mishnah. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks a kasha, that is l'chayre napshat n'ram gamliel. We learned as follows. Ein mechabdin sabarais, ein mechabdin beis hamitzeis b'yontif. B'shal beis ram gamliel mechabdin. As they state, Omer Rabbi Loza Batzodik, Rabbi Loza Batzodik wanted to be chaylik on this. Rabbi Gamliel was never matter. Pomim harbe nechnasni acha abo lebeis ram gamliel. Loihoyu mechabdin beis hamitzeis b'yontif, they never swept in yontif. Ela mechabdin oison me'erev yontif, upersin aleim sardinim, and they spread out sardinim that it shouldn't get dirty. Lamochot sha'ichim nichnosim misalkenes asadinim, v'nimso habayis mischabed me'elov. So therefore the floors were clean. About koponim, the Rabbi Gamliel was never matter of poil to be mechabed. Omru loy, im kein, af b'shabes mutal asis kein. If this was the case, so it's not, so why did he say dafke b'yontif? That this was done b'yontif, this is what he did, so kol choch, it's this is mutal afilo b'shabes also. Now, right, Rabbi Elazar Batzodik continues. That's what he heard. Omer Rabbi Elazar Batzodik. No, that's not pshat. Pa'omim har be'nichnas pi'achar abla beis Ramah Gamliel. Lo'yhoyu menichnas amugma b'yontif. It never was like that he was back in meniach psomim al gabi ha'esh. Elo meviim al daskoi shel baal. So they brought al daskoi a kalim, which they used to burn in these kalim psomim, u'ma'ashnin oisom erev yontif. And they went and they burned the psomim erev yontif. U'poikikin nikveim erev yontif, and they stuffed all the holes that used to be holes in this kalim that the reyach should be able to spread out, so they stuffed all these holes, so the reyach was concentrated in the keli. Lamochol k'sheuchem nichnasim peischin es nigveim v'nimtza abayis misgama me'elov. That's what amuloyim kenav b'shabes mutalasis kei. So al koponim we see here there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzodik and the Chachamim. What the heter was, if he was takim matel to make mugmer, or dafke it was, what was that erev yontif? But al kaponim was even Rabbi Elazar Batzodik that it's even not negeya the kalim. He said klo that the mike she'oichim nichnosin peischin es nikveim. So it's takim a pule to be meiriach the cheder. So that's the machloikis. Elo yitma, och yitma. So the Gemara says, Taki Rav Asi, so that Rav Asi could never have said that the whole machlekes is by Megama Kalim, or by Lorich Zichamute. Because we see Klov Rav Elazar Batzodik that there was a medubar about Lorich. Elo yitma, och yitma, ma Rav Asi machlekes Lorich. That the whole machlokes of Gamliel is lahariach, aber legamer to be megamer kalim. Everyone holds that is also. Let us see Rashi. The machlokes legamer shasul chachamim leosra lukshem nichay kdei legamer by kalim. Shenay se hamachta im halavoyno, vagecholim tachas abgodim lahachtes pemreya the lav lanos agufu. That is a pula that is not a nosaguf elo lahachshir kalim. So there is a machloikis. Avo minich lovoyna al gabi gecholim lo riach reyach mutash a nosagufu. Ulo oichol nefesh domi. This is similar to oichol nefesh. Vahashte. Lamai de koma ravasi lahave taime de rabono mishum dover ashova lochol nefesh kedefrishis leo.
So according to this mahalach, the time is not as davar shavuach nevesh, alamishum the lekshayt kelim u'mechavin. And so my mail, so that is not called tzeich eichel nefesh. I know it's a good falls into eichel nefesh. This is time to say not a tzeich eichel nefesh. Lekamen hode bei machmas kushi. Later, Ravasi was chayzer. She'eichem nechnosim, she'en kruyim lesudas anosi lechvoy yonte, ardas kiyois, behim nevuvim umenekovim, they were hollow and they were holes in them. Upoikikim nekveyim, lishmer ha'oshan vareyach shalayetz. Im kain, lo'yhoyuch haverev chalukim ola. If that, so they told them, if that is pshat, in Ram Gamliel, so then there wouldn't be a machlekes. It says v'chachamim oisrim. The af b'shabes mutalasis ke'el avadai b'yon tevhoi menichim. The fichach nechleku olo. Mikol mokim kemrinim minei. Okay, the lav legamer have, but we see klov that the machlekes is not legamer, elo lahariyah. Lekovet ha'olchim. Mivlik Rabbon Elayla Meisel Aniche Biyonta Valibe De Tane Kame. Rabbi Elazar Tzadik Zolom Gamliel Lo Yehita. It wasn't matter. Papa Amret Divrei Hakol Mutin. You're saying everyone holds its mutter. So he said, no, Machlekes Lari Chosem Udishor Ram Gamliel Aniche Biyonta. Kedei Lari Chitane Kame De Rabbi Elazar Tzadik Rabbon Nosri. The being in Dover HaShavu L'chol Nefesh. Zek the Gemara, it's a Mamele, so Abulagama, everyone holds that it's also, because that's Kishut Kalim, that is not, that doesn't fall into the category of L'chol Nefesh. Zek the Gemara, Vaita, Iboilu Mahu La'ashen. What does this mean? Mahu La'ashen, Peiris Ba'ashan Psomim, Likloit Tam HaBoisim. But here, we are doing the same thing by Megama. Now Megamer is by Begodim, and this is by Oichlem. So Oichlem, this is already a Tzerech Oichel Nefesh. Now the Shaila is this Adova Hashove L'chol Nefesh or not? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Malva Hashem, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Omar Rav Osa. Because he holds that it's not Adova Hashove L'chol Nefesh. Ushmuel Omar Mutam. Shmuel says it's muta. Ravuna Omar also mimnei shemechaber. Now, what's the issa? According to Rav, what is the issa? What meloch is there? Because by putting the psalmim on the gecholim is mechaber the gecholim. Let us see what Rashi says. Ma'u la'ashen peres ba'ashan psalmim likloit tam haboisim. Also, the tafnik yiseiru, this is ve'ein shovel l'chol nefesh elo l'istenis. That means a person who's not an istenis does not need that the perish should have this yisrein of a reyach toiv. U'bahai oshan ika av melochik le'meforish avhune tamid derab neishu mechabe gecholim. Chenoisein avkas apsomim aleim his mechabe. Ushmul amar muta, da eichel nefeshu, veroi af laniyim, lo she'enai motzi lehem. That means this is something that everyone who eats likes that it should be, that the machel should be matim. The aniyim don't do it because they can't afford it, but this is something that everyone enjoys and appreciates. To mugmar is something that fakir that I feel the people would have money they wouldn't do it because it doesn't there's no necessity for it, but this shmul holds toichel nefeshu v'roy aflaniim el sheini motzilem they're unable to do it. The damil in his damil leitzvi beyontem kedemrinim b'ksubis. That means even though it's a rarity to get a tzvi, it's about kaponim, this is adava hashava l'chol nefesh. Everyone would enjoy eating a tzvi, nor the shaila is it available? Minei shemechabe, kedefrishis, einei shava l'chol nefesh. Afikachos alaseis od meloche b'shvilo, you're definitely not allowed to do another meloche. That is pshat, in Rav Hunan. Om alei Rav Nachman v'nei ma'amar mibnei shemavir. Why don't you say that it's osar alts mavir? That means when you put the psalmim on the gechela, so first it's machabit, and then it starts burning. Om alei tchilosoi mechabe v'soifai mavir. So he says that's like right. So Rashi, v'nei ma'amar mibnei shemavir, Hapsomim shegam zehav meloches. Why didn't you say it's also if it's not called the davar shavu l'chol nefesh? So why didn't you say it's also alts mavir? Amalei tchilosei mechabe v'soifoi mavir v'tavayu havebe. That's taka true. V'ano kama kama nokti. But l'maisa he says he chapped on the first meloche ein chanami. That's the first thing that happens. Later that'll be mavir also. Omar Rabbi Yehuda al Gabi Gacheles Oso. So Rabbi Yehuda said, according to the Oisim, according to Rab, al Gabi Gacheles is Oso, the Ike Mechabe Umavir, al Gabi Cheres Muta. But al Gabi Cheres, Sheisike is a person heated up a Cheres. So Memele over here, there's no Muta, the Kibui Leke. There's no leches kibui because it's only a heated up cheres. V'avor enami aide shini kila'acha yad v'leke isure diraisa. So it would seem from Rashi that there's no isa havore because that's not the derech havore, even though it's summer from the heat of the cheres, the psalmim burst into flames, but that's what's called, it's called havor aide shinui. And v'leki isure diereise, v'leki isure diereise. So the shaila is, but the man of shech if it's a davar she'ein shava l'chol nefesh, so why would they matter? Rashi says v'leki isure diereise. Let us see Taisvitz, Agabi Cheres Mutter, Perish Rashi, Mishum She'enkan Kibu. Ve'i Mishum Avor, Avavor, Kalach Yad, Vishori La'soisoi Biyont. V'rav, Rabbi Yitzrok, Pirish, V'shaper Avor, Kedark, that's also called Avor. V'mikom Okim Sharye, V'kesover, V'hav Ore, She'loi Le'tzoyrech, Shori La'soisoi Biyont. He holds that Avore Shalayla Tzairech is permitted to do in Yontif. Avore is different than all other Malachis. V'chein mashme b'Yerushalmi de Meshile, ma'u d'Yerushalmi klas ha'shel, ma'u l'adluki ne'erushal batole b'Yontif. It's a person permitted to be madlik ne'erushal batole, that means that no one will derive benefit from it. Is this permissible? Rabbi Yosi Osa v'Rabbonon Shor. V'atam man de Osa, sova v'avor l'chalik yotziso, so l'isubarish v'chol mesh v'seichim b'yem ha'shabbos. Why do we need a special lav on havore? Because it's really b'chal the lametes melochis. V'avor l'chalik yotziso, that to tell us that there's a din of chilik melochis. So a person will do a lot of melochas, pelamecha, gilchai, melchatos on each one. Avi meloche, so b'reis ha-teres meloche, v'oso la'asoiso b'yontif. So it's also yontif. Oman de'shari, the one that holds a ner shabbatol is muter, sover de l'lav yotziso, that it's only a lav, so it's not an av meloche, v'lehavi av meloche, let's see, loshna bach, v'avoresh leilu tzoyrech mutalasis beyond. So v'meile, so only meloches are osir in yontif. And havore does not have a teures meloche, it's only a lav. Period. So v'meile, so that's what Taisus wants to say. So Taisus wants to say, that Agabi Cheres is mutter. Why Agabi Cheres is mutter? Not because it's Avore Kilacha Yad. No, he holds that Avore Shalayla Tzairach is mutter. Umiyu hosom koma, there the Yerushalmi says, it's not so poshet the matirim. The Yerushalmi feels so is lay sesser, you shouldn't ask the beferish and near Shabbatola, but lay sishri, but you shouldn't be matter bad you also. Umikan, from this chelik in the Yerushalmi, yesh li zoyo, milasis avore, shaloy le tzerech, kedemrine bi Yerushalmi, lay sesser, but lay sishri. So now, but Al Kaponim Toisvi says that Rabbi Yehuda was Mata Al Gabi Cheres, because Rabbi Yehuda held like the Chachomim Den the Yerushalmi, that Haborish Lo Tzarech is Mutter. So Mamela there's no Kibui, there's no Habor. Mikomok Al Gabi Gecheles, there's no Kibui Mimitzis, there's no Habor, which is also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Gecheles is also lefishi yesh kibui imabore, because there's kibui also. The lekule alme hai loy shori. So now Tosfos has a problem. What is the difference between kibui and abor? If we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason Al Gabi Cheres, even though there is a Havore, the reason the Havore is Mutter is because Havore is not a Maloche, Havore is a Lav, so Memela Bayontav is Mutter Filo Shaloy Letzairach. So now, so Taisus is a Kasha, so Enochanami. So why is it also Al Gabi Gecheles? Because because there's kibui. What's the difference between kibui and havore? So the reshash over here, tzeichem to a reshash in Shabbos, and he says, l'chayre, we have to understand what is bothering Tosfos. L'chayre, Tosfos said here, ashtik teire, that havore is not a maloche, because havore l'olav yotzes. Fine. What does that have to do with kibui? Kibui locher zicha for the lametes melocha. So he brings from someone this medai from this taisus that our taisus holds that kibui and havore have the same aloche. And if kibui is a lav, if havore is a lav, so kibui is also a lav. So now taisus got stuck. So taisus had a haore. So why are you not, if you're permitted to make Havore Shulei Letzoich, and that's what Gabi Cheres is Mutter, so where Gabi Gecheles is also.